From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for October 26, 2021. PulseCon has come and gone for another year. The first day featured the Transformers product reveals we've been anticipating, giving us the official first look at some of the first wave of next year's Legacy Generations line. Skids and Bulkhead were previewed by IGN a couple days before the event, leaving four additional new toys to be revealed. No Core Class toys were shown on stream, but more on that in a bit. The three new deluxes revealed were RC, Kickback, and Dragstrip. RC is based on the Transformers Prime character, though like Bulkhead, she's gone through something of a G1 filter to reach the current appearance. That may be true beyond just a cosmetic degree as well. This mold is said to be shared with the upcoming Walmart-exclusive Road Rocket, and at least one insider has stated that it's better as that character than RC. Whether that means the mold was designed with a G1 or G2 character in mind and then had this RC reverse-engineered out of it is unknown, but with Bulkhead also looking like a second-run character for its mold, it isn't hard to believe this theory. Kickback is the first of what we presume to be a full set of the Insecticons at the deluxe scale. During the reveal stream, specific mention was made of following in the style of Kingdom's Beast Wars characters by designing the Grasshopper mode with realism in mind. We're not sure when Kickback or any of that team were meant to be realistic, but fortunately so far the stylistic choices don't seem to have diverged too far from the original appearance. Dragstrip is the first stop on the new Stunticon circuit. We've suspected for some time now that the new Menasaur in the planning would be taking the lead of the cartoon for its build and appearance, and Dragstrip is supporting that theory. Dragstrip lacks any evident combiner-specific hardware, such as a Combiner Wars-style plug, or even any obvious structural elements that appear specific to use as a limb. In the case that Menasaur is largely composed of Motormaster wearing the other four Stunticons on top of fully formed limbs, none of those things would really be necessary. While this inherent incompatibility with prior Combiner toys, and favoring a visual style in combination that not everyone will be pleased with, the other side of the coin is a deluxe that looks like it's going to make a really strong toy of Dragstrip without having to compromise overly much for the sake of versatile combination functionality. While Blaster is meant to reship in the first wave of Legacy along with Bulkhead, Blaster was not revealed during this event. At Leader Class, we got to see Laser Optimus Prime. This Optimus reuses the design of about two-thirds of the legs from Earthrise Optimus Prime, with the thighs in particular being very clearly identifiable. Aside from that, it appears to be all new design work. As ever, we're proceeding with the qualification here that Laser Optimus Prime is an all-new toy unto itself that has duplicated or closely copied parts incorporated with its mold toolings, as opposed to literally reusing tools from Earthrise Optimus. The tanker trailer opens up as a base, but does not feature much more inside than Earthrise Prime's trailer, with a support arm and a small gun. A variety of 5mm ports at least opens the door for aftermarket add-on options to fill the space, or, more inventively, you could install a pile of weaponizer parts, just for instance. Laser Optimus features a Matrix of Leadership, which is probably another copy of the by now extremely familiar accessory that's been in use since the beginning of Earthrise. Besides being installed in the chest, it can interact with some of the Energon accessories. The accessories now add an Energon Axe to Laser Prime's arsenal, because of course it's an Energon Axe. And the Axe parts can combine with the classic sword to form a way less practical sword. I haven't tried to toy detective out the precise comparative size of this Optimus Prime versus Earthrise so far, but based on the copied parts, their height should be similar, aside from the shoulder cannon pods on Laser Optimus. Likewise, the full vehicle mode may end up an inch or so longer thanks to being a long-nosed semi-cab, but it ought not to be too far removed from last year's Optimus Prime. As a result of the current global shipping crisis, the pre-orders for these toys are padding their expected release dates quite a bit, with these Wave 1 toys almost all carrying ETAs in July of 2022. We haven't seen evidence of manufacturing for these toys so far, aside from the few hand-painted test shots used for the reveal, so they are definitely a little way off still, but it seems likely these will hit somewhat earlier in the new year than the current midsummer projection. The entire first wave of Legacy was hinted at, though not directly revealed. A poster image shown during the stream actually contains everything due out for Wave 1. So besides the immediately obvious Bulkhead, Skids, Kickback, Dragstrip, and RC, there's several more characters represented. Optimus Prime and Megatron anchor the corners. Optimus either is meant to represent the G2 Laser Prime design, and some error led to using the G1 Optimus model instead, or this may actually depict a re-release of the Core Class toy. Megatron does in fact represent the Core Class Megatron, which is to be redecoed in green and purple G2 colors. Blaster is shown among the group, though it doesn't seem like there's much we can gather about the toy from this art. Also seen are Hot Rod and Skywarp, who are known to be Core Class figures as well. On the right side of the poster is one more character who appears to be Iguanus in the Pretender Shell-based alternate mode. Like Blaster, toy details probably can't be gathered just from this, but it is interesting Hot Rod is shown here carrying a sword. Following the Legacy reveals, they showed off the PulseCon exclusive Ravage set, as well as finally officially revealing the Galvatron Unicron accessory pack set, featuring the reformatting redeco Kingdom Galvatron, and the various extra pieces meant to go with HasLab Unicron. Pre-orders for this set sold out very quickly on Pulse, suggesting the production run for it may be on the smaller side. However, Hasbro has shown willingness to do additional runs of exclusives like this, so if you missed out this time, it may still be possible to get these further down the line. Nothing was revealed during PulseCon for Studio Series, but since the last Studio Series reveal included toys like Perceptor, which aren't expected to be out until early next year, there might just not be anything else ready enough to show or talk about yet. Conspicuously absent from the presentation also was any mention of the final wave of Kingdom. Omitting Blaster from the reveal suggests they might still intend to officially debut Kingdom Wave 5 somehow, and that wave includes Blaster, as well as the Deluxe's Pipes and Slammer, but how and when this might happen is currently unknown. After PulseCon had wrapped up for the weekend, Hasbro did send out a notice for another stream event, for Pulse Premium members only, promising what they're calling behind-the-scenes content, along with reveals and product drops. Whether this will involve any Transformers products at all is up for speculation, but we won't have long to wait to find out since the stream is scheduled for October 27th. That's tomorrow, by the way. So if there is relevant news, it'll be just in time for RFC this week. Your support makes Radio Free Cybertron, RFC News, and everything we do possible. Help us out by shopping on Amazon with our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a small referral fee for almost everything you might buy. If you want to be a little more active in your support, you can become a patron at patreon.com/tfradio. We have multiple tiers, so you can pick the level of support that's right for you. We have exclusive podcast content, plus if you sign up at the Touched tier, you even have the opportunity to participate in one of our exclusive shows. And you can always buy some of our merchandise. You can get to the store at tfradio.net/shirt and find apparel, mugs, and more with original designs. I recommend G2 Robot Collector, but there's lots of great stuff to choose from. Visit tfradio.net/news for more RFC news content. Radio Free Cybertron and our archive of shows that goes back longer than some of our listeners have actually been alive can be found at tfradio.net. We record RFC every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch us at tfradio.net/live or go to tfradio.net/YouTube to go directly to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you can get notified every time we start broadcasting. And don't forget, you can join us on Discord at tfradio.net/discord. We read and interact with the chat audience during the live show, and it's a pretty cool place to hang out all week long. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.